This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Sherry Moore is a retired elementary school teacher who taught in Springfield, Eugene, and Marcola. She is currently representing Ward 3 on the Springfield City Council. Moore was appointed to fill a vacancy on the council in November 2010, then elected to the position in the 2012 election. Moore also served on the Springfield Planning Commission for 3 years. Moore is one of two challengers running to unseat Lane County Commissioner Sid Lykin for the District 2 seat representing Springfield. Sherry, welcome to KLCC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sherry, why do you want to serve on the Lane County Board of Commissioners?
I am involved currently in city government, and it's been a real joy and a privilege for me to serve the people of Springfield, and I feel I bring a different perspective. One of the things that I do is I ask a lot of questions, and I want to be fully engaged. I meet with a lot of individuals as well as community groups in Springfield. So I feel like I represent and hear from the people. I would like to bring that same kind of governance to Lane County. I feel that there's been a real disconnect. People feel cheated by the government in Lane County. They feel like they don't represent them. They don't listen to them. I don't owe anyone anything. I'm relatively new to politics, and I'm old, so I'm not looking at doing this as a step forward into state government or some other position. I'm doing it because I care about this place that I live in, and I care about the people of Springfield and Lane County. So I want to listen and respond and be proactive for what we can do to improve this county and this state for my grandchildren and for other people's children.
And Sherry, what experiences do you have that would qualify you to serve on the board representing Springfield?
Well, I could start by saying I've been a kindergarten teacher. So we do a lot of conflict resolution and problem solving. I am a citizen, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I've served on Springfield Planning Commission, which involves land use planning, which is a lot of what the county spends time dealing with. And I am been on the Springfield City Council for 4 years, and that's the experience that I bring, but I think more than that, I bring an honest, open, authentic person to the county. I also bring a female perspective, which I'm not sorry to say. It's different, and I'm not there to gain points or rattle my sword or make enemies or even make friends. I'm there to serve the people of Lane County.
Sherry, what do you see as the top priorities and responsibilities of the Lane County Board of Commissioners?
Well, right now, to begin with, the top priority is to reestablish the trust from the voters to the county, the Board of Commissioners. And I believe that by doing that, we can all step forward. I want to move forward with all of the business people who are in Lane County, the citizens of Lane County, the educators of Lane County. I think that in order to right this ship, we're going to have to work together. And so that would be my number one priority, would be to bring people together wherever possible, to listen, to respond, to get all those creative ideas out there and pursue those that make sense for our county. I think the number two situation, of course, is the safety issue in Lane County. And we've had the tax that's been passed. I think that we need to use the taxes that we have currently to fund patrols throughout the county and look at some different kinds of ways. Right now, we have fire districts throughout the county who contract with Springfield Fire and Eugene Fire and District. And so we might look at some different ways of contracting for police work with some of the municipalities that are placed around Lane County. We also might look at doing some work with, I know now they cooperate with BLM and with the Forest Service, but it might be a way in which we could set up some satellite kind of stations so that we could respond faster, quicker to emergencies throughout the county. It's a huge county to cover with any kind of police protection. And we have one office, and it's located in Eugene, and I don't understand why we do that. I'd like to look at some ways to change that to be more efficient. And the other thing I know that we do We have an electronic surveillance system set up with ankle bracelets for people who are released from the jail. We're not using a lot of those right now, and I'm not sure why, and I'm not an expert on that. But again, that would be an inexpensive way of tracking some of the individuals that we do early release from the jail and make sure they come back in for their court-appointed dates. And just a lot of different creative ways that we could look at taking care of the needs of the safety of Lane County. If people don't feel safe, you know, that's one of those hierarchy of needs. We need to have that covered first and foremost. And that's for all of the county, not just the people who live in the cities.
You're challenging board member Sid Lyken. How would you rate his performance on the board so far?
Well, how would I rate his performance? I would say that Sid is, you know, about a C, and that's because I'm a teacher, maybe a C minus, as was stated in the Register Guard. I feel like Sid may not be fully engaged in what he's doing, and maybe he isn't really even happy serving on. At least that's what I see when I watch him in the meetings. I watch on television to kind of be aware of what's going on. And Sid has been somewhat of a disappointment, I think, to the people of Springfield. And when I'm out talking to people, that's what I hear. I'm not running against Sid per se. I'm running for the position because I want to give people, number one, a choice. And number two, because I think I bring some different skills to the job of county commissioner. And I appreciate what Sid has done for the city of Springfield. And I just would hope that I would have an opportunity to bring my skills forward.
How have you been campaigning, and what are you hearing from voters?
Well, because I don't have a lot of money, as everyone's aware, again, by thank you, Register Guard, I've had opportunities to have some leaflets run off, and so I'm out knocking on doors and talking to individuals and listening to what they have to say. And what I'm finding is that a lot of people are, number one, not real aware of what's going on, and that's kind of sad. I'm really hoping that we have a large turnout to vote however people want to vote, but you know, I'm not sure that's going to happen. The other thing that I've been doing is I have some lawn signs, and if anyone's interested in a lawn sign, they can give me a call, 541-741-2508. I'd be more than happy to bring a lawn sign out and put in your property, not on the city right-of-way. And I'm having a large billboard put up on May 5th through May 20th. But I don't have a lot of money, and so it's just meeting individuals. This morning I met with a group of men who meet at the McDonald's on Mohawk every morning at 9 o'clock, and I was invited to just come and talk to them. So it's one voter at a time, but it's the votes that count. It's not the money that I have in my campaign coffers. I don't have. And I believe that I'm a viable candidate. It doesn't make any difference how much money I have or don't have. It makes a difference about what the people of Springfield think about my outlook and my energy and my ability to govern Lane County.
Sherry, is there anything else you'd like to add or tell our listeners?
I don't know if people are aware, but it does cost $600 to get your name and your picture and information in the voter's pamphlet, and that has been mailed out. It is available to, I believe it's mailed to every household in Lane County. So on page 31, there's my picture and information about me and my candidacy and my opponent. I would just ask people to do some investigation, to become well-informed, and to vote the way they feel they would like to see Lane County continue. I'm aware that I am running against an incumbent, and that's somewhat difficult, but that's also somewhat of an advantage. I've heard a lot of people say, well, if you're running against, and I'm not, I'm running for the position, but they would vote for me just simply because they wouldn't vote for the other candidate.
Sherry, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Sherry Moore is a retired elementary school teacher. She currently represents Ward 3 on the Springfield City Council. She is one of two challengers running for the Lane County Board of Commissioners Seat 2, representing Springfield. Sid Lyken currently holds that seat. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Keldner.